How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Many of this week's new comics delayed due to Diamond Error. Black Mirror comic book announced. Will Buffy and Firefly comics head to Marvel? This is Comic Book Club News for November 25th, 2024. Are you looking forward to picking up new comics this Wednesday? Slow your roll, if so. Due to a shipping issue from Diamond, an extensive list of new comics scheduled for November 27 now won't hit stores until December 4. Per Bleeding Cool, due to the closing of Diamond's Plattsburgh, New York distribution center, and, quote, a data entry error on top of misrouted product from suppliers, many of this week's scheduled comics won't be delivered in time and will therefore hit stores a week later. And it's a lot of comics. Pretty much everything planned from Dynamite Image Comics and Dark Horse Comics, including new issues of Terminator and Void Rivals, and Mike Mignola's Serpent of the Garden. Marvel is also heavily impacted, with Amazing Spider-Man, Iron Man, Mystique, Venom War, and many more all delayed a week in stores. However, there's one publisher that shouldn't be impacted at all. DC Comics. That's because they're not distributed through Diamond. They distribute single issues through Lunar. So you should be able to pick up all of DC Comics at the store this Wednesday, per usual. In addition, at the current time, it doesn't look like most publishers have shifted their digital release dates, so you likely will be able to snag the books online this Wednesday, as usual, if that's how you prefer to buy. Or if you prefer the physical copies in shops, on the bright side, double the comics in the first week of December. Black Mirror, the hit sci-fi anthology series, is coming to comic books in 2025, except not with new stories. Hailing from UK's Twisted Comics and Banijou Entertainment, per Deadline, the comics are described as, quote, immersive comic books comprising iconic Black Mirror storylines. So what is an immersive comic book? Hard to say, as there are no details at the current time about which storylines from the TV series the comics will be adapting. But given the dark nature of the show, just assume the comic books will suck you into them, Tron-style, and then you'll be forced to marry a robot or whatever. Twisted Comics founder Neil Gibson will be writing the books, and they'll release a preview issue on 2025's Free Comic Book Day. Boom Studios, which has held the rights to publish Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly comics since 2018, have relinquished the rights to the properties. But does that mean they might come to Marvel Comics instead? Per Bleeding Cool, despite announcing a new Firefly comic by Sam Humphries and Giovanni Fabiano earlier this year, that will, sadly, no longer hit stores. And in fact, the publisher has let the rights lapse to both Buffy and Firefly comics due to, quote, business reasons. The rights to the properties have bounced around to various publishers, sitting at Dark Horse Comics for many decades, IDW snagging spin-off Angel for a few years, and most recently at Boom Studios. However, with Disney, Marvel's parent company, also owning 20th Television, which created Buffy and Firefly, and Marvel publishing theatrical adaptations like Planet of the Apes, Alien, and Predator, could we see TV properties like Buffy and Firefly make their way to the House of Ideas? And if so, will Buffy kill Blade? More on this as it develops. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And okay, fine, I'll pick up the rights to the Buffy comics. How much could they cost? $10? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.